Hey, Corrine.
Hi, Doreen.
We got a great show tonight on Angel Coaches, and so why don't you share with everyone what it's about?
Oh, tonight we're talking about telepathy and a wonderful tool to help you work with the energy and to kind of work with the telepathic communication is the Violet Flame and Saint Germain. So tonight's about telepathic communication. We are all experienced that at some point or another on a mental or emotional level. It happens when, you suddenly feel, happy or excited or sad or upset, and you don't know, where these feelings are coming from. You don't know if they're yours or someone else's. So we're going to be talking about how to distinguish between the two, how you can tell whether or not it's yours or someone else's, because that's the starting point. And then how to use telepathic communication to transform your relationships, because there are ways that you can use it to kind of tune into people, to heal and transform those relationships. And you can also learn how to turn off the messages that you receive when you feel that you need to. And the Violet Flame is really great with transforming, the emotions and the energy that you receive when you're receiving telepathic communication. So that's what tonight's show is about.
You know, I like this show, telepathic communication. We all do it. And most of us, a lot of times we're like, well, I'd like to know what he's thinking or she's thinking. And you said something when you were just a second ago that we really need to know ourselves, I think, know our own energy before we can tap into someone else's energy. Don't you think?
Absolutely. That's the starting point, is to distinguish what your feelings are first, and then you can figure out, first of all, then you can tell when you are receiving telepathic communication from someone else, because those emotions or those thoughts are not yours. And then once you understand that and you start to practice that, then you can learn to use it to your benefit to transform your relationships.
I like that, transforming your relationships. That's always good. I know people that are listening are going, well, how can I transform mine? How do I start? And how do I know my own energy? And I've taught classes on this before, and I think we're getting ready to teach another one, a psychic intuition, that will help you with this as well. But, one of the things that you can do, and I think is important, and is to, when you're around someone that, let's say, someone you like, or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your teacher, your boss, or, your friend, how do you feel when you're around that person? Because usually when you're around different people, you're feeling differently. You can feel what they're feeling, you know what I mean? But you got to know how you feel around them, and that's going to give you what your energy's like, you know what I mean? So are they feeling happy? How are you feeling when you're with them? Do you feel, so that's something that I think is really, really key, don't you? Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One really good tool that I use is in the morning before I wake up, and I think this will work for a lot of people, is when you first wake up, you're in a neutral state. Your feelings belong to you because you're not thinking about anything just quite yet. You're not tuned in to anyone. You're not wondering about anybody. It's just you, and you just woke up. So ask yourself at that moment that you wake up, how do I feel right now? What are my thoughts? Okay. And then remember that. Carry that with you for the rest of the day. So for whatever it is, let's say you wake up and you feel happy. You're like, okay, I'm excited today. I feel really excited and super happy. I feel really good. And then throughout the day, notice your emotions and how you feel when you're around certain people. And so all of a sudden you could be in a business meeting, and all of a sudden you feel really anxious, upset, uncomfortable, nervous, whatever it may be. You may be picking it up, then you'll know, okay, well, this morning I woke up really happy. So these emotions do not belong to me. They belong to the person I'm sitting next to in this meeting or whatever, and you'll start to be able to distinguish, okay, this is how it feels like when it's someone else's emotions. This is how it feels like when it's my emotions, because I remember today I was feeling happy. And so anything else that is, a contrast to how you felt in the morning when you first woke up is somebody else's emotions or thoughts that you're picking up on a telepathic level.
That's very good. Then it's true too as well. And just as it's important to know, how you feel when you're in a neutral state and what you're feeling like, also be aware, because I know when I'm angry, this is how I feel when I'm angry. I know it's my anger. Or when I'm happy or sad or you know, questioning or, you know, today I was talking to you, I go, I feel really reflective. You know, that's a, but you've got to know your own energy, not only when you're happy, but how you feel in all different levels. Because then when you get, you know, as you were just saying, is when you're around someone, then you can really, really pick up what they're thinking. Okay. You know what I mean? Or how they're feeling. But if you walk in there mad and you think, well, they're mad too, sometimes that's not true. So as you say, go back to the neutral position, like in the morning time, and that will help you as well.
Right.
So
that's really important. Yes, exactly. Because then you may tend to be like blaming other people for your emotions, and they actually may be your own.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, that person made me mad, and it's them doing it to me. You know, no. Absolutely, yeah. So anytime that you're going through the emotions throughout the day and you know how you're feeling, just kind of take a mental, you know, inventory. Okay, this is how I feel when I'm sad. This is how I feel when I'm upset. This is how I feel. And then you'll be able to distinguish, because it does feel very different, but it takes practice, because a lot of times the way that we receive telepathic communication is on an emotional level, sometimes on a mental level too. And because you feel it on an emotional level, they feel like your emotions, you know, and so it's really difficult first to kind of distinguish, you know, whether or not they are yours. So you've got to practice, and it'll take, you know, a daily awareness, daily conscious, you know, you've got to be conscious of it and keep that in mind. Okay, this is how I feel. Kind of just check in with yourself throughout the day. And then in time, it'll become easier for you. You'll be able to really feel the difference when you're receiving something from somebody else.
That's true. It's so, so very true. I know you and I were chatting earlier today about your sister. She must have been feeling the telepathic communication between you and her, because she's came back to you with a certain comment that you said, wow, she was always almost like she was listening, you know, picking up your conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it came through her filter though, so she got it a little. What do you call that when it's not exactly like you would like it to come out, but she got
right. The intention was there, but she kind of changed a chapter or two in the storyline.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? That's a really common form of telepathic communication that I know each and every one of us, you know, a person that's listening has probably experienced, is, you know, whenever you're thinking about someone, right, and then all of a sudden they call you, or, you know, you get a thought, oh, I should call my friend or whatever, and then that person says to you, oh my gosh, I was just hoping that you would call me. That's telepathic communication. And that, you know, sometimes we're not even aware that that's what we're doing, but that's what we're doing, because we are like radio receivers. We are not only receiving messages, but we are sending messages all the time. But we can learn to turn it off too. And so we'll go into that a little bit later. But, you know, when you start to learn, okay, you know, we're all very sensitive. We can pick up things on an emotional, mental level. Then you can start to take responsibility at what you are sending out to others too as well. Because even the thoughts that you're thinking in your head, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be treated this way. I don't, you know, I deserve better, you know, or whatever it may be. The person that you're sending that to is picking it up. And what happens when you do that, for example, specifically like what I just said, which is, I don't want to be treated this way. I deserve better. You know, this is very unfair.
Right.
You know, it depends on, you know, how clear that person is to receiving telepathic communication. And so, but what will most likely happen is that they will receive it on an emotional level. Most people receive telepathic communication on an emotional level before the mental level. So they'll feel the emotions, not the words. And with the emotion behind your words that you're sending out, I don't want to be treated this way. You can't treat me this way. I deserve to be treated better. They'll pick it up on an emotional level, which is a negative energy, right? And
right.
Then they come back to you, you know, carrying that emotion out. So it's, you know, you've got to really be, you know, watchful over what you're sending out. So if you want to be treated better, instead of sending out, I deserve to be treated better. You should not treat me this way. You should not say these things to me. Send them out, you know, images of compassion and acceptance, as your form of communication, because that will be easier, for them to
That's
pick
true.
Up.
That's
mm-hmm.
true. That's very true. You know, if it's okay, I'm going to backtrack a second, because, sometimes when I think that we can tune into our energy, or we can have energy tune into us, okay? Because we're all energy. So when you do things on purpose, and, you know, purpose means doing it on purpose or doing it with your, you know, on purpose in the sense of doing it with compassion and love, right, is important. But when you're starting to say, okay, I want to develop these telepathic skills, how do I start? You know, knowing your own energy is important, and what you're saying is very important. But one thing I always share with people is, tune in to what your community's like, your neighborhood's like, your city. Start with your neighborhood. When you're laying in bed or you're sitting in the chair or you're just by yourself, what does your neighborhood feel like? Does it feel safe? Does it feel light? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel, you know, because everything carries energy, okay? And I think that's super important to start, you know, to start there, because a lot of times you can tune into, you know, your neighbors or your city or your development, because when you start doing that, okay, it feels like it's a good day. People feel good. It's Saturday morning and, you know, and people are more relaxed, or it feels busy because it's Monday morning, they're going to work. So if you start learning those kind of things, there, it doesn't carry a lot of emotional, you know, jabs for you, so to speak. Do you understand? So sometimes that's easier. So then when you start tuning into a person, you know what I mean, like that you care about, that you love, that you're looking to whatever, have a better relationship with, or maybe it's your children or whatever, then when you start learning about your own energy and then taking it to a, you know, tuning into energy around you, then you can get used to it, and then you can really start, where, you know, baby steps with it, I think is a good way to mm-hmm. do that.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of us already do that without even realizing it. You know, you walk into certain shops around the city, you can walk through certain neighborhoods and feel the, you know, we call it the vibe. You can pick up on the vibe that's there. Or you can pick up, you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of us out there know, like, when somebody's angry, right? They don't have to say a word, and you can hear their thoughts, or you can kind of telepathically feel what they're feeling. That's all right. Telepathic communication. You can walk by somebody on the street, that just reminded me of that story that I told you about that man that walked across the street. Remember what he was thinking? Wasn't that a good thought the other day? Oh, my goodness.
Sure, that's a great story.
Oh, my goodness.
All guys that listen to this story, right?
It's good. All right, I'll just share it really fast because it was really funny. I was walking across the street. I was leaving a store in the neighborhood, and my eyesight just kind of landed on a gentleman that was walking the other direction, and he was on the phone. And I immediately heard him say, "Whoa, that's a nice shirt she's wearing." And I was like, "What?" And I heard it clear as day, and I went, "What is he talking about?" And I didn't, and because I was looking at him, I heard it like in my head, and then I went, and then my eyesight turned, I heard someone say, "Turn to the right," and I looked to the right, and there was this woman walking down the street with the smallest, I mean, her chest was really exposed. I mean, it was the smallest top that I've seen a woman wear. I know, yeah, I know. And he was commenting on her, and I saw the expression on his face. And when I looked at him, he looked at me as though he was caught. the exchange that we gave each other was like, "I know what you just said," and he was like, "Oh shoot!" Like, it was like that.
That's cute. I like that.
And I was laughing. I know.
You know what, Corrine, that's so funny because, you know, there are women out there and men, so I wonder if she's looking at that guy. We always look at, you know, somebody we think is attractive and you know, think they're attractive. But to get to the point where you can do what Corrine's doing, if anyone's listening, what you've got to do is start out like we're just talking about, the basics, you know what I mean? Knowing your own energy, how you feel, and then going step by step, you know, learning your people around you, what they're thinking, your home, your city, and that kind of stuff. And then start out basic, right? And then you can get to that point where you're like, "Oh, wow," you know. So how cool is that, though? But you've had some real cool good experiences with it. I know that myself in the morning times, this morning especially, or I should say this afternoon, I was thinking about you, and I go, "She is getting ready to call me," and you did, and I missed your call. And you know, I'll feel people getting ready to call. Do you do that too, right? And you're, mm-hmm. and it's not sent that I'm sending it out, but you can feel them getting ready to call you. And so that's telepathy there too as well. And I think sometimes that's easy to start with too as well. And one of the things I really, in our classes we teach this too, is it's important that, okay, I'm going to send that in for that message out. Call, call, call. I want you to call. I want you to call so I can get it right. That when you start out like that, it's not as easy as if you go, let me just think about, you know, I'm going to put that on the back burner and just ask the universe or your angels or your higher self, your soul, say, you know, just let me feel the people before they call just to get a, you know, so I can develop the skill because I want to, you know, work with humanity. I want to work better with myself or have a better relationship with those around me. And when you do it like that, rather than putting it up in front of you and saying, okay, I've got to develop the skill. I've got to do it right. I want them to call, and you start doing it, sending out those kind of messages, it doesn't work. But when you put it on the back burner and just say, you know, kind of roll with it, it's better. Don't you agree?
Right. You know, we were just talking about this earlier, is that if you want somebody to do something,
right,
we think, okay, well then telepathically, I'm going to tell them, you know, do this for me, or, you know, help me with this, or call me, or come to this place with me, or whatever. When we actually do that, we are actually preventing them from doing it, because why would somebody want to do something that they're constantly being hounded with, nagged with, right? So the easiest way to make somebody do something that you want them to do is to find a space within yourself that you focus just on your life only and let them go, okay? Let them go, and then they will come to you faster. Because there's not this, like, they're not being hounded where wherever they're walking to, wherever they go, they're picking up on your emotions and your thoughts 24 hours a day. I mean, that's just a lot for anybody to handle, right? So you've got to kind of ease up on it a little bit and then just send them, you know, really good thoughts of love and peace. And when they are ready, when they are in the same state where they are a good receiver to the telepathic message that you're sending to them, they will pick up. And they won't feel the need or the wanting from you. They will just feel that there is peace and that there is joy that is there, and the ease of being able to do and act for themselves without being pushed to do it. You know, it kind of goes against what we believe, because when we want someone to do something, we're like telling them in our heads all the time, just do this, just act this way, just be this way or whatever, right? But, you know, it goes against what we're trying to accomplish.
That's true.
Yeah, and when you're doing that, you are sending a telepathic communication to that person. But what they're not hearing is that they want you to do something. What they're hearing instead is the need and the frustration and the anger or the resentment or whatever it is that you're sending out with that message. So the easiest way to get what you want is just to, you know, send a loving thought about it and then let it go.
Corrine, if it's okay, I'm going to share this with you. This morning I was talking to a client. It was really early, and she's in a totally different, time zone. And she said, Terry, he's just not calling me. And she goes, and I'm thinking about him. I'm sending him loving thoughts. And I said, let me see. I'm telling him to call me. Why aren't you calling me? Please call me. I want to talk to you. And I said, let me give you how this sounds to him. Call me, call me, call me. I want you to call me. You better call me. I'm missing you. I need you to call me. I don't want to be without you. Where are you at? Are you with somebody else? And she goes, that's exactly what I'm sending out. And I was like, yes, I know. So I said, how fun are you? I mean, can you imagine if we would never say that to a person? Well, maybe we would, but most of us would be, you know, a little bit more cool about it and say, I want you to call me. Call me when you have a chance. You know, but those thoughts are still words that they're picking up. How attractive do you sound when you're sounding that needy, that desperate? And really, those kind of thoughts you're sending out to that person or to a job. It doesn't even have to be about a person. The corporation, when's he going to call me? When am I going to get another interview? And so you're sending it to whoever, and they're picking up those thoughts as well. I know you used to do a lot of hiring and everything. Didn't you feel that from the person?
I did. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Come to think of it, there was this one woman that I had interviewed with, and this is a good example. Synchronicity that you brought that up, because I remember feeling so much pressure from her, and I think I was on her mind every single day, and I would know when she was going to email me. I mean, the hiring process took several months, but I remember every time that I knew that she was going to email me, she emailed me, and I could feel her thinking about me every day. And I remember telling myself, you know, I remember one time talking to her, like, telepathically, just give me a little bit of time here. I got other things I need to do. Just give me a little bit of time here. And then I completely just shut it off. I remember there was a period of time 2 months after I interviewed her where I just said to her, I remember telling myself, I got to just shut off my receiver here. And I got to just, you know, so there is a way that you can shut it off. And that is to, when you are realizing that you are picking up on someone else's telepathic messages to you, and it's either draining you or it's not welcome, you know, and you kind of just, you know, you want to do your own thing. You don't want to be bothered by these messages that you're receiving from someone. The easiest way to turn that off is to change your focus and shift it to something else that puts you in a higher vibration, fills you with joy and happiness, and you know, puts you in a higher place within your mind. And as you learn to practice that, slowly but surely, you will actually like close off that transmission where they no longer can contact you because you are telling them that it is not welcome. And so they can still be sending it to you, but you won't be receiving it.
That's a good point because I'm super careful, and you and I both are because we work together. You've really got to ask permission before you start. Before you start sending thoughts out to someone, you know what I mean? Because you want to make sure that it's welcome. And so, whenever you think about someone, you're sending them energy, and so you're talking it from a perspective that, if you don't like this energy, then this is how you shut it off. But we're also we need to be really responsible for what we're sending to people. Mm-hmm. Because when you send thoughts to them or when you're sending telepathic messages, and by the way, we all do it. We either do it on purpose or we're doing it. So you're either sending it at a low vibration or high vibration. But whatever you're doing, however you're thinking, that's what you're sending out. So when you do things on purpose and when you do it on a conscious level, like you're saying, that's real key. Because if you're thinking about a guy or a woman, and I think love relationships and jobs, career and love are the same coin, just different sides. So let's go with love. When you're sending that to that woman or that man, I want to be with you, I want to marry you, I want to love you, I want to date with you, I want to connect with you, you know, make sure that it's okay with him or her. Because what you're doing is it's literally like going into their underwear drawer or their wallet or their house, and you better not before you come in. I really feel that. My shaman healer taught me that and was really clear about that. So if anyone's listening, and Kareem, you know I was talking about this because I feel super passionate about it, make sure that it is okay with that person that you talk to them and you send them those kind of messages. It's important. You know, you can just send them I feel that something that we should really, really be strong about, as well as receiving messages. What kind of messages are you sending out? Because you got to be responsible for both, you know.
Right.
So anyway,
right. I mean, how you can tell whether or not your messages, your thoughts, or your emotions are welcomed by that person is you can, you know, first of all, when you've got an understanding of how your energy feels like, think about them. And, you know, so you can test this basically. So if you're wondering if someone else is thinking about you or on the same page as you, wants to go on that date with you or wants to hire you or whatever it may be. So now that you know what your energy feels like and how you feel like, then switch your focus and go, okay, how does that person feel like? For example, is this person going to hire me? Right. And if you feel a sense of irritation or resistance or any kind of negativity from them, then they are not thinking about hiring you, or your thoughts are, you know, intruding on their space, basically. Okay. If on the other hand you feel all of a sudden this warmth, this inviting, welcoming presence, then that means that they are receptive to you and they are welcoming you into their space, or they are going to hire you.
That's good. I think that's important too as well. One of the other things that I think we all need to be really, really careful about too as well is, well, I'm sending messages of love and light and compassion. And sometimes, you know, if if when you're feeling that energy and it doesn't feel like it's being received, because sometimes you can send too much love, too much good stuff, you know, what you think. It's like going to the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Remember that girl that ate all that candy? Well, they all did. A lot of them did. But, you know, so, yeah, right? You got to make sure that that's okay, too, as well, you know. So those are some good examples of some, you know, telepathic messages that you send out. But make sure it's okay, as well as sending and receiving. So I'm glad we talked about that. That's good. So anyway, I know that you and I, we do a lot with telepathy ourselves, and we've had some fun on it. So I'll know what you're thinking, and you'll know what I'm thinking, and we'll text each other. I was like, I started, you know, and it's cool when you can do that with your friends and your lovers and your boyfriend, your girlfriends, or whatever, whoever's, whatever suits you. So, yeah. Have you ever had a situation like with someone that you've dated? Well, no, let me ask. I'm going to say this to myself. I'll never forget. I'll share the story with you. When I was dating someone, and this was a really first relationship I ever got into, and I liked him so much, and I knew he liked me, and I was like in my teens, and I kept thinking, I want you to call me, I want you to ask me out, don't be shy, because we had talked, and he was super afraid of my dad, and so anyway, he worked for my father, and but you know what happened? He goes, I had a dream last night, and in the dream you told me to call you, so here I'm going to call you, calling you. I thought, at least it worked, you know, to my advantage at that time, and to his too as well. So it's kind of cool.
One really good way for those of you out there that want to practice, I can tell you a story about what just happened to me recently, but this is a good way to practice. A girlfriend of mine actually contacted me, and I had not heard from her in probably over 15 years. But the other day I was talking to my sister about her, telling her about how great of a friend she had been to me when I was a child. And, just little different life lessons and just being there for each other and all of that. And then all of a sudden I hear from her. She contacts me for the first time in probably around 10 to 15 years, immediately the next day, or I think it was later on that night. And it was just because I had been sending out love to her on an energy level, and I wasn't even consciously aware that I was doing that. It was just because I had been speaking about
it. Oh, wow.
With love. I know. And then all of a sudden she contacts me. I was like, wow. So for those of you out there that want to practice this, you can think of somebody that, you hold in close to your heart that you haven't heard from in a long time, and then just send them out love. And see what you get back, because for sure you're going to hear from them, because love is so powerful. That person will receive it. I mean, me and this girlfriend, we haven't spoken in that many years, in over a decade, and she felt it and she got it. And I was
wonderful.
So surprised. I know. I was really surprised when I heard from her. I said, oh my gosh, I haven't heard from her in so many years. Why is she contacting me? And then I went, and then it hit me, and I said, oh my gosh, I had just been talking about her. So that was proof that, you know, telepathy, whether
really
you're aware of it or not, yeah, it works.
You know, I'm a mom, and I know that you're yourself are going to want children someday, but this is a few years ago. My daughter's 19 now, but she was 16 years old, and I had gone out on a date, and I was sitting there on the date, and I could feel my daughter. I could feel her, and I could see her face, and I could feel her calling me, and I was on the date. Nice date, great date, and it was like our first date. And I go, you're not going to believe this. He goes, what? And I couldn't reach my daughter on her cell phone. And I said, I got to go. He goes, what's wrong? I said, there's something going on with my daughter. And I know, you know, each of us are parents, and, you know, and I know that you have a niece that you love dearly. And when I went home, she was in trouble, and she was really, really struggling with some things. And she goes, I kept calling you, and she goes, and here you are. You showed up. She goes, I left my cell phone in, you know, one of her friends at one of her friend's house. And she goes, and here you are, you came. And I was like, yes, here I am. So anyway, long story short is a lot of times when one of our loved ones are in trouble, you know what I mean? We can usually pick up vibes about that too as well. Has that ever happened to you with your sisters, your mom, your dad, or friends or whatever?
I know that. Yes, all the time. And that's, you know, it happens really frequently with my mom and my sister, whenever I call them, they're always like, oh, I was just thinking about you. I was hoping that you would call me. It's always a blessing when that happens. It's not because they're sending me messages of, you have to call me, you have to call me now. It is that they are thinking about me with love and hoping that I would call them because they miss me. So it's, you know, the energy that you're sending out is very, very important when you are trying to communicate with someone telepathically. Because if you're sending out negative emotions with it, you will prevent it from happening. Because, you know, just think about it. If somebody is going to approach you in a very negative way, how are you going to approach them? You're either going to walk away or you're going to respond with, in turn, negatively, right? So, right. You know, and that's just on a verbal communication level. You know, that's how we tend to respond to each other. So the same thing applies with telepathic communication. Be careful with what you're sending out and how you're sending out and the emotion behind it. So always do it with love. And if you feel like you need something to happen, try to transform it from a need to just coming from your heart and then letting it go.
A desire. Desire mm-hmm. is better. Mm-hmm. Not, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that too as well. You know what, Kareem, we were talking a couple days ago. You and I talk every day, right?
Right.
It was right before we did a reading with a client. And we need to be responsible for our thoughts that we send out, because long after we stop thanking them, that energy is still there. Okay, so this is something I've really become clear about. Napoleon Hill in his 16 Laws of Success really talks about this, about how our thoughts are energy and how they can attach to people. So if you're thinking great thoughts and you're sending those thoughts out, you know what I mean, then that thought or that energy is going to find a person that is thinking that same kind of thought and attach that energy to it. You know, I mean, it really gives you a better understanding about, you know, being really, really conscious of what we think. And so if you're thinking some really, really negative thoughts, and that's okay because we all do, you know what I mean, then, you know, be really conscious of that. Once you leave that thought and you feel better, that energy is still out there, you know what I mean, and it's going to find someone else to attach it to. So they always say that 10,000, one positive thought erases 10,000, the energy of 10,000 negative ones. So, you know, makes our job a little bit easier, all of us, you know, so I thought I'd share that with you. Anyway, I think we got a couple callers. You want to take them?
Sure. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey first.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. I've been reading your emails. Wonderful stuff there, girl. So anyway, glad to
hear you. Yes, the third one was this week, so it went really, really well. They said I'll hear from them in about a week, 2 weeks, again, it's the holiday weekend coming up, so just staying excited for that. But I actually have a question/comment for tonight's topic. I know how you ever, I live with my boyfriend, and sometimes I feel like we connect telepathically. I used to think it was because we spend so much time together, we're always around each other, and, you know, sometimes you just get so used to, you know, being around somebody. You almost know what they're thinking. I was wondering, is that what him and I have been doing? Because we've done it even before we started living together, before we were, like, really even dating, like, being able to, like, read each other's thoughts. We tend to, like, notice the same things in a room, people, signs, something out of place, things of that sort. I was wondering if that was kind of what was happening there.
Kareem, go ahead, because I've got something after you finish. Go ahead.
Yes, especially if you're finding that, like, you know what his needs are, what he's going to say before he says it, right? I'm thinking that's what you're saying, right? Like, you can kind of pick up on what his thoughts are, and you guys...
Even when I don't want to, yes.
Yes, that's definitely telepathic communication because you guys are so close together. That happens really easy with people that, you know, that you open your heart to, that love you and that you love them, and that are also in close proximity to you. So, like, for example, because you live together, telepathic communication can be really easily, can easily happen between the two of you. So absolutely, that's exactly what you're doing. You're also very intuitive too. So you have that special gift combined with the telepathic communication, but that's absolutely what is going on. And that's proof that you are really centered too, because, you know, in order to have that kind of telepathic communication, you have to be centered in knowing who you are, right? So that you can kind of distinguish who he is when you receive those messages within yourself. So that's good.
Anyway, here's what I have to share about this, because I was looking. I said, show me more clearly. This is from your angels. You from the day one when you guys first met, and I know you met when I think you were actually with someone else, and so was he, or maybe it was just you. I don't remember. But
No, we both were. I was 18. I had just moved to Florida for college.
Okay, but what I get with you guys, it was like a soul connection. It was a soul remembering. I remember you. You remember me. And so even though the personality was getting to know each other on a soul level, you guys just so connected. That's what I got. I just saw that, and what a beautiful connection it is. You know, so that's the reason why it's such a strong one, you know, and you know when he's up, you know when he's down, and vice versa. That's going to carry you guys a long way. And when you have those little children of yours, children, plural, a little boy, little girl.
I still am saying I'm only going through it once. So he had better hope for twins.
Well, you tell him to get, yes.
That's a strong
twins
possibility.
Yeah. I hear the twins, it shall be there, right? That's what you're hoping for. I get you. But, you know, that's what I see with you, too. It's like such a strong soul connection. Even though you guys were different people, you recognized each other and were able to really connect at that time, and really, really, yeah, your thoughts connected. And it was supposed to be that way. You had a divine appointment, and there you go. That's what I feel. So,
it's anyway, never it's wonderful. With, like, anyone else before or anything like that, but he even can, like, sense things coming. Like, he had sensed me getting this job coming up. He sensed me not getting another one that I interviewed back for a while ago, like stuff like that. But I can also sense like when he's going to be getting sick and stuff like that. But we can't necessarily sense each other's individuals, or maybe it's because our own thoughts are so tied to it. That might happen.
Well, maybe you guys just have a healthy respect for each other of when to look and when not to. And that's a good thing. Okay, mm-hmm. So it just keeps the love growing. Anyway, so congratulations on your new job, all right? And I know everybody that's heard you over the, you know, past few months, and I know everybody's congratulating you too, because I can feel the energy. I'm sure Corinne can too as well. About we're excited for
I'm
you.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. They said trouble, stop it. Sorry, my dog. They said that I would hear from them within a week, maybe two, but I'm kind of feeling like it might be sometime next week. That's just kind of what I sense. I'm not going to panic if not. Just
Well, that's okay, because I know Corinne and I talked to you in your yearly reading, and we told mm-hmm. you that it was going to happen. So
yeah.
I'm so excited for you. And I know she talked to me, and Corinne talked to me.
It would be by the end of February, because you had said the first 3 months and stuff that I could do, including meditating, would help it come. And there it was, and, you know, I just wrapped up the third one. It went really good, and I don't know. I kind of feel like they've already decided, but I'm just kind of, like, waiting for them to call. So,
well, yeah. It's a real journey that we've made with you, Corinne. I mean, Lindsay, so all, you know, Corinne and I and everybody, as you've called in weekly on the show, so our biweekly. So it's been wonderful. So I feel like you're getting it. I know, Corinne, you feel like she is too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now just relax and be joyful and
go shopping.
Meditations. I know.
And go shopping.
Oh, I've already been eyeing some stuff. In fact, I wish I was a little bit more up to trying stuff on tonight, because I was actually going to go ahead and start doing some of that stuff, or at least it's not necessarily purchasing, but at least celebrating, relaxing my mind, realizing everything's all situated and settled, and getting and looking at new cell phones, because this one I think has seen its better day.
Aww. Well, thank you for sharing with us, and let us know, and we'll break up a glass of wine and have it with you. Okay.
Oh, I know. I already have a thing of wine waiting for me. I can't wait for that.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good holiday weekend. All right.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Now. Bye.
Bye. Bye. That's a great story. We've walked with her that time. On out through that whole journey. I know you've given her a lot of good stuff, so that's good. And I think you told her she was going to get that job in February. And look, here she is. So how cool is that?
Wonderful. I know. Oh, it's so exciting. So happy for her. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. All right. Well, we've got two more callers. So we'll take the second one, which is Amy from North Carolina.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, it's Amy from PA. Is it me?
Oh, Pennsylvania. Okay, it's you.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know if it was me or not. Amy
put
up a wrong
thing. Put North Carolina. I was like, oh, that's my town. I'm like, cool.
Sorry, no problem, right. Doug.
Yeah, and don't worry, Amy. I thought the Bible Belters had taken a break and decided to call a psychic. How cool is that? So anyway, I'm teasing, all right, because I'm from North Carolina. Got a lot of good folks there. What's your question?
We had a reading last week, I think, or this week. I can't even remember, but it wasn't even about my husband, but it popped in that he was going to get a promotion and whatnot. But at the time, he really wasn't looking. There was nothing out there. But I was going through the corporate website and found a salary position. It's a foreman's position open. And I don't know if this was it or not, but we sent his resume to it. And it goes to the human resource manager, and they look and see if he's, I guess, qualified or if they're going to interview him or what. I always try, every time he's ever applied for a position at his place of employment, I always feel like he's getting it because that's wishful thinking. So I thought, okay, I'm going to call you guys to see what you guys feel about it.
I remember that promotion. I remember chatting with you about it.
Yeah.
Here's what I feel. If it's okay, Corinne, I'm going to, because mm-hmm. I got this super strong. What I feel with him is because you guys have gotten a lot of good stuff that's happened for you in the past few months, financially, with your kids, with loving each other, loving your family, mm-hmm. you know, and all that kind of thing. Your vibration is a lot higher than it's been, and you're not living in a lot of fear. You're living with a lot of joy and contentment. Because your vibration is elevated, or your energy is, you know, so to speak, then what's going on is that you're attracting better things, and this is one of the things that you're attracting. When I'm asking you, will you get the job, there is a strong possibility, because I never say 100%, because, you may just find something better you like, but there is a strong probability that you'll get it, or he'll get it, sorry. But it's both of you, right, because you guys are a couple. And that's, that. Yeah, right, and there you go. Especially when it comes to the money, you get help to get to help them spend it. So I'm teasing you a little bit. But, so do I feel like you're going to get it? You bet. But remember this, massive action is going to give you massive results. So you keep looking on those websites because...
Yeah. I don't even know what made me really look at it today. I mean, these salary, he's a union employee, so, I mean, we got the salary website from another... He applied for a foreman's job before, and he never even got the opportunity to get interviewed. They asked him to be a backup foreman, and they never gave it to him. They eliminated the position before they gave it to him, so it's like every time he's had the opportunity, it always fell through. And so I don't know if this one they're actually going to interview him for it, or if he even has a chance for it. If this
there's an opportunity.
Like this, it feels like this. Okay, when you said he applied before and didn't get it, the work, something changed within his company. I don't know what this is that I'm seeing here, but some kind of environment changed. There was some kind of a what it means is that when he applied the last time for it, it just wasn't the right time because of the company. It feels like the company couldn't have that job open, or they were going to like downsize or something like that. It feels like there's a shifting with
downsized.
People. Okay.
Yep,
so that's why it was like they posted it and then they retracted it because they no longer could accommodate for it. Now it feels like it's different. It feels like when I'm tuning into his company, it feels like they kind of like people left, and then there's restructuring with the people that are left, and those people are going to have opportunities to move up. It's almost like they kept the core of people that they needed, and now they're restructuring, and there's like, and those people, which feels like a core group of like, I don't know, for some reason I'm getting like 10, because both my hands are going up like right now, 10 and then they will move up, and then more people that are internal will be moved up in line as well. It's like internal promotions, it feels like. Internal promotions, and then also new people coming in to fill the other ranks. But it feels like there's like, it feels like a new energy coming through. So he has an opportunity this time around, because it feels very different from when you said the last time. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, last time we were kind of destitute, and we really, really relied on it. It was more money, and we really had a more of a need, where this time we're not coming from a need anymore.
We're coming from desire.
Desire, yeah.
I remember you talked about this in one of your last readings too, as well. But Amy, you hang in there and really because I feel like you're, and look at other things, okay? Because massive action is going to give you massive results, all right? Mm-hmm. So keep that open, all right? But because you desire it and don't need it, it'll come to you. There's a strong probability. Anyway, we got another caller or two, I think, Corrine. So have a good one, Amy, okay? Take care.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Corrine, I think we got Janice from Canada. Hi, Janice from Canada.
Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Hi.
Janice, I feel like we need to be singing Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, okay? So don't worry. Anyway, because I know you as well as I do, and I'm glad you're here. So why don't you give us a little brief recap of what's going on, okay? So we can help you.
I don't know where to start. Like, do I start back with him doing, like, lying to me? He's been, like, consistently lying to me. I don't know what to do.
Hold on, let me help you with this one, Corrine. He's been fibbing to you, telling tall tales. You guys just moved in together in November, I think November, right? And it's been a tumultuous time. You love him with all your heart. He loves you. And I know that I told him about your situation with your stepson. Is it okay if I recap that for you, or do you want us to tell it? Why don't you share that with her, and then we got it up to speed when you say that. Share that if you want, if that's okay.
Like the lice?
Yes. Don't worry. I was telling Corrine when my daughter got it from one of her friends, it's the toughest thing. She was like five, you know?
Well, he stays with us all the time, but his mom was taking care of him, and I felt like because he was there and because Pablo, like, he needs the help, that he should just let his son stay there. And then we thought, because, you know, he has lice, that she can handle it, she can take care of it, and then he can come here, and at the same time Pablo can take care of himself. That's rundown. And so I stood my ground by saying, no, he can't come right now. He can come soon, not right now. And it just got worse and worse and worse because I said that.
They just bought a house together, Corrine. So anyway, so you want to know if it's going to work out, and you guys are going to be able to resolve this and how to resolve it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how to resolve it is probably the best, I think, so.
Yeah, the how is the important thing here. Tariq mentioned this to me briefly before we did the show. And what I want to ask you is, because it's not a question about what is going to happen here. It is, how are you going to handle this? Which is to ask yourself, what is the most important thing here? Is it to find your highest expression of love, and to express that always in this relationship? Or is it to stand your ground because you feel that he is has not given to you as much as you feel you deserve to receive?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is more important to you in this relationship?
Well, it's hard because I feel if I don't stand my ground, he will be able to sort of walk all over me.
Okay, but if you, but you see what I'm saying, but the way that you handle it, because you can still speak your truth through love. If you are standing your ground through anger or resentment, or I'm putting my foot down, this cannot happen, there is no such thing as compromise here, that can only lead to him pushing back with and giving you more of what you don't want, okay? You see what I'm saying? So you've got to really go, okay, if my goal here is to always live and express love through this relationship, then I need to find a compromise with him. It is the only way. If you stand your foot down, like because not only is it because it's his son, okay? And his son, what I was telling Tariq earlier is that his son is not him. His son is not him. But you are seeing his son as an extension of him. So because I need to get what I want from Pablo, that means that his son cannot come here. Because by me doing that, then I get what I want. But his son is separate. His son has nothing to do with you guys at all. Okay, he has nothing to do with you guys. So if you're saying, if you choose, okay, love is the most important thing here. How can I express my love first and foremost without letting my ego get involved? It is to show love also to his son, and also to show Pablo love through his son, not to prevent anything from happening, right? But it's your choice though, because if you choose one path, you're just going to get more of him saying, well, because he is thinking the same thing with you. Well, she doesn't help me. She's not giving me what I want. He is thinking the same thing that you're thinking. You're thinking he doesn't give me what I want. He's not doing what I want. You know, I always have to give to him. He's thinking the same thing. You see what I'm saying? So the only common ground here that you can come with is a compromise here. And however that compromise looks like to you guys is what you guys need to work out. So it's whether or not, and you can still say, I'm not comfortable with him coming over with the lice because I don't want to have lice, and I'm a baker and I can't have that in my bakery shop, you know, but it has nothing to do with me trying to prevent you from doing what you want. It has nothing to do with that. It is just, you know, I want you to understand that it has to just do with health reasons or whatever it may be. You see what I'm saying? When you come from that way, you're still getting what you want, but you're getting it in a different way without, you know, increasing the this negativity between the two of you guys. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense to you?
No, it does. I just don't know how to do that.
Okay. So you can say to him like this, I really love spending time with your son, and I know you want to be there for him. And I love him just like he's my own son too, and you know that. And, you know, but I'm just uncomfortable about the lice situation because I am a baker, and if I get it, it's just not going to do well for my business. And I hope you can understand that. Is there any way that his mom can take care of him and cure the lice before he comes over? And then if not, if that's not possible, and if you are not okay with that and you absolutely need him to come over now, then is there another alternative that we can think of? Maybe perhaps you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but that's already happened.
That's already happened, and he's still... Okay.
Like the whole thing with the lights, and that's already... Now he refuses to bring him here. And he will only go out to go see his son. And now... And I've tried to apologize, and
This is like an ego battle here. This is control and ego going, you did this to me, so I'm going to do this to you. So he's kind of like... you originally said you didn't want him to come over, so fine, forget it. I'm not bringing him over at all. I'm going over there from now on. You see what I'm saying? That's that's what happened. But you can mend this. You just got to approach it again with love and help him to understand. Because right now, you guys, what he's seeing is that you are trying to control him, which you're not. But that's in his eyes, okay? So you can come to him again and just kind of express to him and say, look, it wasn't that I didn't want him to come over here at all. That wasn't what I was trying to do, and that I love you. Do it with love, and then it can heal the situation, because right now he's thinking you're being unloving, you're being not understanding, inconsiderate, and you just want your way, which is not the truth, okay? And that may be because of the way that you guys initially started this conversation was probably through anger or, you know, I want, it has to be this way. No, it has to be that way. You know what I'm saying? But you can now just soften it, go back to him again and just say, you know, and help him to understand in a different way. Cause right now he's not seeing it. When I'm tapping into him right now, he's very like, guarded, but it's ego. It's almost like the child. When I tap into him, it's almost like the child that is stubborn. That's the word, stubborn. He feels very stubborn, to me right now. Like this is what I'm going to do now because you did this. That's where he's at right now. Okay. But you guys have made a commitment to love each other. So, through your commitment, you've got to try again. All right. And you can do this.
Janice, we're going to have to close the show, and I know that you and I talk on a weekly basis, so I wanted you to get a chance to talk to Corrine and see what she said. We'll chat tomorrow, and I hope you got a, what I feel with him is he needs a little bit more time, and when you approach him again, it'll be easier, okay?
Mm-hmm. He's just taking it very personally right now, okay? But if you approach him with love again, you will change the perception that he has in his head right now of what he's got a misconception of what has happened. So you can change it. It's not lost. I told Tari, I didn't see you guys moving out. I didn't see you guys ending the relationship. I didn't see him saying, this is it, I'm done. Okay.
This is, yeah, I don't see that either. And she didn't. So anyway, we got to close the show in just a second. So Janice, take care, honey. And I'll give me a call tomorrow. Okay. We'll talk later. Take care. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, bye, hon. Anyway, Corrine, we've got to close the show. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about Saint Germain, but maybe we'll do that next week so we can tie it all together and do something like that, or so people can understand how to use that.
And the violet flame.
But yeah, so that's a whole other show. Okay, we'll save that for part two, maybe. I think that would work. But if you guys, anybody that's listening and wants to have a reading with Corrine and I, they can go to angelcoaches.com. We also have a lot of classes coming up in the next few weeks, building your intuition, talking to angels, using working with angel cards, lots of them, Crystal Indigo, Rainbow Children. And most of all, we have a show every Friday night. So we'll see everybody next Friday night. Take care and have a wonderful night.
Good night.